Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
This is it. Tonight marks the end for the Arizona Coyotes in the state of Arizona. The Coyotes wrap up their regular season this evening against the Edmonton Oilers at Mullet Arena in Tempe. And then in the coming days, we'll hear from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Coyotes owner Alex Morello that the team is relocating north to Salt Lake City for the 24-25 season and beyond. Then we'll hear about the NHL's offer to Morello that they'll grant an expansion franchise to his group to play in the Valley if they can secure a permanent home in the Metro Phoenix area in the next 5 years. But that's in the coming days. Tonight, it'll be emotional, it'll be awkward, but it will also be about hockey. Yotes trying to win the season series from Edmonton after beating them last Friday night in Alberta 3-2 in overtime. Tonight's game gets underway at 7. You can hear it on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app, beginning with pregame coverage at 6:30. And I guess there's the groundswell of support, the grassroots effort to make this the last ever Arizona Coyotes whiteout.
Yeah, to make it all a whiteout tonight?
Yeah,
well, listen, it's a great idea, but there's going to be a ton of Edmonton Oilers fans in the building, so I don't know if you can pull it off. I'm sure the Coyote fans who are attending tonight will wear white, but again, this Edmonton fans come here for this stuff, so yeah. I'll be curious. I'm sure it'll look whitish, but
whitish. I've got my white belt on today, and it's appropriate that this is their last matchup, because that was one of the drafts that could have changed the course of Coyotes history if they would have won that Connor McDavid draft.
It could. I haven't really thought about that, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians are nice people. They might just say, you know what? We're sorry about your team. We'll go ahead and wear white. Sorry about that. If they were really smart, they would sell their tickets back to Coyotes fans, quote unquote. Could pay for their whole trip home.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if they're that nice, Vinny.
Wild one Tuesday night at Chase Field. D-backs take it 12-11 in 10 innings from the Cubs. Chicago wrestled the lead away in the seventh inning by scoring 6 runs in that frame, highlighted by a grand slam from Ian Happ. And at that point, they were in front 11-8, but the D-backs got 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth, tied it in the ninth on Ketel Marte's home run. You want to talk about a home run that barely clears a fence? It was that one.
Right.
Kevin Ginkle put up a 0 in the 10th, and the D-backs came through. Randall Grichuk doubled to center, scoring Christian Walker in the 11th with the game winner. That series concludes today with a matinee as the D-backs go for their third straight series win. It'll be Brandon Pfaadt on the mound against Jordan Wicks, the lefty for Chicago, 12:40 first pitch. You can hear it on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports
big
app.
Big win, crazy game for the Diamondbacks. They led that game 8-5. They trailed it 11-8. They somehow found a way to win that thing. That's a good series to win.
Yeah, and that there was some messy innings for both teams.
Oh yeah,
in there. 3 Suns notes from Tuesday. We know when the Suns Timberwolves series will get underway. Precisely, Game 1, Target Center in Minneapolis Saturday. That will tip off. Surprise, surprise. 12:30 Arizona time.
Not to me.
No, you expected a day game?
The Nuggets Lakers.
Yeah.
That to me was the piece on the chessboard.
I guess
that,
so.
That had to be slotted in first.
Yeah.
Yep.
The second of 4 NBA playoff games on slate for that day. Game 2 is Tuesday night. Ish 4:30. Game 3 at Footprint Center will be Friday at 7:30, and Game 4 Sunday in Phoenix. That's the 28th. That's at 6:30. The team officially announced the contract extension for wing Grayson Allen. They did not announce financial terms, but others did. 4 years, $70 million to Allen, who led the league in three-point shooting this year. Also, Woj breaks the news yesterday that associate head coach Kevin Young will be the next head coach at BYU, replacing Mark Pope, who took the Kentucky job. Young has been on staff for 4 years, originally joining Monty Williams' staff in 2020. He was a candidate for the Suns' head coaching position last summer, was a finalist for the Brooklyn job, but he's going to the college ranks instead in his home state.
I was thinking about this yesterday. Is that really a cleaner path for him to get back to the NBA as a head coach? Wouldn't it have been a cleaner path to stick on a team that might be championship worthy for the next couple years? No?
I think it's a valid question.
I think so.
But it also...
Is it a reflection of maybe the tenuousness of this all?
maybe a reflection of that. Maybe the vibes Kevin Young got in the process in interviewing with Brooklyn, that he wasn't all that close to getting a job in the NBA.
Okay.
We'll see. Young will remain with the Suns throughout the playoffs, which again begins Saturday against Minnesota. Tuesday night's NBA action fueled every national talking head television segment for today. I guarantee you will see these two frames on your, or these graphics on your TV today. Are the Lakers a threat to win it all? And is this the end of the Golden State dynasty?
I turned on ESPN radio on the drive in, and for the 12 seconds I was listening, it was, is this the end of the Warriors dynasty?
Wow.
And then I turned it off.
It wasn't their producer complaining about things that he hates?
That's a little bit later in the show.
The Lakers were able to hold off the Pelicans in the 7-8 game, 110-106. LeBron James had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Anthony Davis, 20 points, 15 boards in the win. The Lakers had no answers for Zion Williamson, who waltzed his way to 40 points, but left the game in the fourth quarter with a what they're calling a hamstring injury. That ain't good. Lakers will play Denver in the first round of the playoffs. Sacramento in the nightcap ousted Golden State in the 9-10 game, 118-94. Keegan Murray hit 8 three-pointers, scored 32 points for the Kings, who will move on to play New Orleans Friday night. Warriors are done. Kings and Pelicans fighting for that last playoff spot. First game was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I thought so too. I don't know where Brandon Ingram was, but yeah, I thought that was
curious, wasn't it?
And maybe it's because he just doesn't have his rhythm yet, but yeah, what a stink bomb game from him.
But Zion Williamson going out, he was an automatic bucket, and then he gets
clipped at the very end.
I'm going with Brandon Ingram to try to step up there, because it was kind of a grind from that point on for New Orleans.
Exactly.
Eastern Conference play-in games are tonight. 7-seeded Philadelphia 76ers hosting 8-seed Miami at 4 o'clock. That's at Wells Fargo Center in Philly. The winner of that game goes on to take on the Knicks, the second seed in the playoffs. Then it's 9-seeded Chicago taking on 10th-seeded Atlanta for the right to get swept in the first round. That's at 6:30. Loser of that game goes home for the summer. Winner will play the Sixers Heat game loser Friday night for that final spot. Blake Griffin, who played 15 years in the NBA, officially announced his retirement yesterday. Number one overall pick in the 2009 draft by the Clippers out of Oklahoma, went on to make 6 All-Star appearances, was the 2011 Rookie of the Year. College hoops, Arizona Wildcats big man Umar Ballo, nigh Wildcat no more, is committed to play his final season of college hoops at Indiana for the Hoosiers. He was a 2-time All-Pac-12 selection during his 3 years at Arizona. And hey, another Sun Devil in the transfer portal. This time it's guard Kamari Lands, who had just transferred this past season to ASU from Louisville. He's the latest to put his name in the
portal. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm legitimately asking who's left on ASU.
Sean Phillips.
Adam Miller. There are like 4 guys, I think.
Okay.
4 scholarship
players.
Bryson
Long.
That's the way the world, I think U of A is about the same.
Yeah.
So.
it's everywhere. Did you see? Everybody's leaving Duke either via draft or transfer portal. There you go. There's your splash for Wednesday, April 17th.